Okay. Would you like to state your name and give us your memory?
My name is Barry Murphy. I lived in this house from the 1st of February 1959 to the 27th of July 1970. I left here to go to the church to get married. My two brothers and my first cousin also left here to go to the church to get married. The house was run by the Mrs. Ryans. There was Sissy, Monica, Mary, and they had a brother Jack who was not well, and they also had a man's brother, Monsignor Ryan. He retired to this. He was in Plymouth, but he retired to here. Jerry, I think his name was. I have many happy memories here. It was home because I was originally from Bantry, and the home place was sold, so this was my home.
Okay. And we're talking about the Civic Trust House. What was the Civic Trust House when you lived here? It was a
boarding house. There was 13. The maximum number that ever stayed here was 13. But we very rarely. She was trying to fit in some friends or other. But people who stayed here, I only remember two people who came to stay here and left to change lodgings. We never changed.
Nice.
I suppose its location is near to town, and the people who ran it were generally very nice people.
And would you have stayed friends with the people that you would have met?
I did, yes. They were elderly ladies. I have a photograph of me. After we were married, we passed by the house here, and I have a photograph with the people of the house on the doorstep, in our wedding gear, and the family here as well. So it's.
And has the house changed much now from what it was?
Well, I can't say that much. This room has changed a lot because the fireplace is. That's a new fireplace that's been fitted there. That wasn't like that. And there was a press there in the corner. But I'm glad to see. I was worried about the window, that stained glass window on the stairs. I was wondering what happened to that. I was wondering, was it removed by some engineer as a favour for a friend for some other house? But thank God, it's still there. Nice. And I have many happy memories of this house.
Can you give me a picture of your kind of days here?
Well, I was a shift worker, so we'd come down with, this was our communal room, and the students used to study in their own rooms, but we came down here for meals, and there was a radio there in the corner. There was no television at the time, and we had chairs around the place. We played 45 here, there was one man, Michael O'Callaghan. He was a teacher above in the Cathedral School, and he spent all his life here. He never married, but he spent all his life here in this house. And so it's the room across the way, that was the family room. And the kitchen was in behind here. And all the rest in were more or less bedrooms.
Okay. And what kind of meals would have been prepared for you?
Well, we had ordinary meals. Breakfast. You get a fire for breakfast.
Nice.
You got your lunch. And you got your tea.
And
you got supper, and maybe a bit of sweet cake. And if we didn't, we always went up to the Inchigillis Dairies or up to the stud to get something to have with a cup of tea.
Okay. So. And just questions we're asking everyone that comes in. Do you have any memories of allotments in Cork?
No.
How about?
I say I'm a native of Bantry. I'm not a native of Cork.
Okay. Did you have any experience of bonfire night in the city?
Only horrible black poles of smoke, tiles. No, didn't like it.
All right. Well, Barry, thank you for coming in and taking this interview.